Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, June the 27th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. And tonight, we are talking about the expulsion of about 600 medical students from the University of Zimbabwe residencies, following a protest over increasing tuition fees yesterday. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Live Talk or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back. We are also streaming, of course, on our three websites. That's www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voandebele.com. About 600 University of Zimbabwe medical students are hard pressed for accommodation tonight, and some are actually on the streets after they were kicked out of college housing yesterday following a protest over school fees increases. Lichona njani zulukandaba ikutibana lamhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo uhlelo The Connection. Lamhlanje sikhangela ukuxotshwa kwabafundi abafundela ubudokotela e-University of Zimbabwe. Batshengiseleke abafundi laba izolo besola ukukhwezwa kwembhadalo yemfundo esingathi nge-30%. Basebethola ke incwadi izolo ntambama beyitshela ukubana kumele baphume baphele ezindlini zaleli kolishi. Sikhuluma nje bagcwele emachurchi, bagcwele esihlobeni labangani. Lamhlanje abaningi abanye babikwa besesitaladeni bengela ndawo zokuhlala ngoba abanye ngabavela kude baxotshiwe ke university ku housing ezindlini kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela njalo batshengisele bengela mvumo. Baterele kusangana ukumo chirongwa chenyu, chirongwa The Connection, chirongwa cheve chidiki nasi tiri kuzeya nyaya yekudzingwa kwe vadzidzi vanoita zvidzidzo zveuchiremba ku University of Zimbabwe zvichitevera kuratidzira kwavakaita nezuro vachinyunyuta nepamusana pekukwizwa kwemari yedzidzo. Vakazotumirwa matsamba manheru acho nezuro vachiudzwa kuti vabude mudzimba dzecollege dzeUniversity of Zimbabwe. Kutaura kudai vamwe vacho vapotera kumachechi ndiko kwavari kurara nhasi asi vamwe vanonzi vari mumigwagwa havana kuwana kwavangarara. Saka ndiyo nyaya iri mudariro nhasi. And many of you will remember that Pastor Ivan Mawarire of the hashtag This Flag movement joined these students in campus yesterday as they protested, and he was arrested thereafter, and he's being charged with inciting violence, public violence. I believe he remains in custody tonight, and it appears he's spending a second day in custody. We saw the human rights organization Amnesty International releasing a statement today saying that the Zimbabwean government continues on its repressive path, trying to beat down human rights advocates, human rights defenders. And it was saying that the government should actually release Pastor Ivan Mawarire without any further ado. Yilo ke utaba esikhuluma ngalo lamhlanje ngiyacho mina ukubana izolo uPastor Ivan Mawarire lizakhumbula ukubana ubotshiwe ngemva kokutshengisela la abafundi laba wetheswa umlanduke wokutshotshozela udlakela. Sibonele namhlanje inhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele iAmnesty International isethula-ke umbiko isola ukubotshwa kukaMawarire isithi yona kumele akhululwe njalo ukubotshwa kwakhe kukhomba sobala ukubana uhulumende kamongameli Robert Mugabe uhulumende weZANU-PF kazimiselanga ukuhlonipha amalungelo oluntu ngoba ayisilo cala ukuthi umuntu atshengisele ngokuthula. Kodwa esikubone izolo sibone ukuthi balodlakela ekutshengiseleni lokhu ukuthi udlakela lolu luvele ngapi. That's a subject of debate, but esikubone kumifanekiso kuma video esiwathunyelweyo ukuthi o security guard abalindi kuleli college abanye bathi ngomahobo yibo abaqaleke ukuchaya abafundi kwasokuqhamuka ke inxabanqoza khonapho ndiyonyaya irimugango nasi dirikuzeyazwe inyaya kusungwa kwaba Pastor Ivan Mawarire vaka batikanawo pakuratidzira uku nezuro. Amnesty International ya burisa mashoko nasi ichikurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe kuti irelease ibvise musungwa vaMawarire nekuti akuratidzira hakuzi mhosva. So that's basically what we are talking about tonight, and I'm struggling to hear my producer to hear who we have on the line. Okay, joining us now is one of the expelled students who sought refuge at a church in Harare. Tonight, as we speak, the student is at that church, and we are not going to identify this student for obvious reason. Good evening, and welcome on Studio 7.
Okay,
Masira, please. Ata Masira, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us, give us a clear picture of what's happening at the moment. We understand that you are at some church. How many are you guys, and how was your day?
Yeah, our day was bad. It wasn't good at all. Currently, we are about 25 students. And we do know that guys who are when are they going to join us? Because currently, the other guys, they are at the Uzetman campus and they are being evicted now as we speak by the security guard because yesterday they didn't check out. So currently, we are 25 so far.
And how about food? We saw Zinasu running around and some civil society groups such as the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights are going to court. Seeking a reversal of this, you know, move by the University of Zimbabwe. Did you get any food?
Yeah, the food were being supplied by the church and the welfare. We don't know who exactly is giving us who is buying us the food, but we are just getting the food at the church. That's where all the students they've been getting the students from the welfare and the donors.
Okay, so to make things clear, you guys have been expelled from college housing, not from the university itself. You can continue with your studies.
Currently, no, there are no studies undertaking at the medical school. We have been expelled from the residence, but as we speak now, tomorrow there's supposed to be an exam. The guys who are supposed to write an exam at 8 o'clock, 8:30. So, literally speaking, The school is on, according to the university, they haven't yet stopped the studies. But the students, because we don't have anywhere to stay, we haven't bathed. But since morning, so there's no one who's going to school for some studies. But according to the UCT, we're supposed to go to school tomorrow for an exam.
Saka mboti taura ine kukura kwe fizi ya muri kukukana nayo hapa mkoma ya kura ichiva papi ichinda papi.
Okay, so currently as a medical student we are supposed to pay about 450 tuition fee and then 322 mandatory fee, so which means that our fees this semester we are supposed to be $772. But currently the situation is the tuition fee has been increased from 450 per semester to about $900 per semester, and then you add on the mandatory fee, which is about $322 plus $900, which gives us about $1,200 something, and then you also add the accommodation fees, which is about $350 per 15 weeks. And then you also add $400 per 15 weeks. And then you also add another $400 for the other 15 weeks. So which is about $900 plus $1,200, which gives us about roughly about $2,100. That's where our fees currently are supposed to pay for a period of 30 weeks.
And obviously vakawanda venyu havaigoni mari havagoni kuiwana.
We cannot afford actually at the situation Patrick Badra $772. We cannot even actually afford some, we cannot even be in raise as we currently speak. We cannot be in raise. We cannot afford the $450 for raise. We are staying outside the campus and we are struggling to meet to find our ends meet.
Please hold for me the Mkoma, please do stay on the line. That's one of the expelled University of Zimbabwe students that we are not identifying for obvious reasons. Siqhubekele phambili ngohlelo, and joining me now is lawmaker Peter Mataruse, who chairs the parliamentary committee on higher education. Vamataruse Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi, baba.
Aiwa, tiripo, kurise kuchinoyuko.
Ah, kuchinoyuko kanaka.
That's good.
Asi hakuna kwa muri koko.
Ano kuna kuri bostere, asi hakuna kunaka ku Harare uko ku UZ. Kwataona kuchidzingwa mavadzidzi vanoita zveuchiremba vari kuchema sekunzwa kwenyu right now, they've nowhere to go. Muri kuzvionawo sei sachigaro vekomiti inoona nedzidzo yepamusorosoro?
Ndatoinzwawo nhasi, ndatofonerwawo neumwe journalist aitaura nyaya yacho. Tikatomutsanangurira kuti no, nyaya yakumbonzi kukwidza kwemafizi zvakambotaurwa kutanga kwegore, tikamiramira chaizvo ikabva yasiyiwa nezvayo. Saka nyaya yekukwidzwa nemafizi nemamiri yakaita nyika yedu zvakaoma. Komiti hainyanyi kufara nazvo, haina kufara nazvo nyange pazvaida kukwidzwa. Saka tiri kutoti no, sekomiti tiri kumhanyamhanya kuti aiwa tinobvire vanavo kuti aiwa garai pasi mutauriyani. Paende aite contenders vasvike pane pachidanho chinoita kuti chikoro chirambe chichienda mberi, vana vachibhadhara zvetirikwanisa sevabereki. Vabereki takaomerwa, and isusu tichatotora danho kuti mangwana dare rinenge ririko tinzwisise vakuna minista kuti nyaya iyi achaishandisa sei, bhikozi kudzingwa kwevana kunotirwadza zvakanyanya sekomiti.
Asi tichitarisa chikonzero vamataruse, vana ava vari kuchema nekushaya mari vari kushorawo hurumende nekutadza kuextenda atingati ma-student loans everywhere in every country, and I'm talking about every normal country where you go, ma students government ine malona inopa ma students kuvabatsira kuti vange vachibhadhara ma tuition and mamwe ma costs anowanikwa panyaya dzidzo. Ko Zimbabwe zviri kufamba sei?
Ka budget rakataita regore rine pakanetsa kuti tate ka allocation kevana as
I'm sorry, we have lost Chinoy Lomeka, Peter Mataro said there, Vanova Sachigaro, the committee, parliament in Ona, Nezhe Zizo, Pamsoro, Soro, Mumzana, Peter Mataro said, Lo, Obe Kulumetungweni, Lo, Kumilutumolake, Mkinisisa, Lowe Committee, Kangela Neles, and Fundo, Ya Pezulu, Obe Solaga Kulu. Ukutocha kwa bafundi laba 600 University of Zimbabwe izolo ngemva kokubana betshengisele besola ukukhwela ukwezwa kwempatalo yemfundo nge 30%. Bathi ikhwelileke imali abayibhatalayo isuka kubo 450 konapho yafika kubo 900 isidingakala yonke isihlangana yonke imali abayibhadalayo I think it's 15 months or so kuyabe kumele babhadale imali efika kubo 2000 njalo bayakhala ke njengoba lisazi ukuthi umumo weZimbabwe unjani. Bengimbuza ke uMataruse ukuthi khona kungani uhulumende weZimbabwe engafaki isikhwama eceleni abe encedisa abafundi ngalokuthiwa ngama student loans. Kwakukhona ke kudala kodwa sazi ukuthi kwasuka kwathini mhlawumbe ngomumo wezenotho ngamanga kuhle uhulumende wasuka wehluleka kodwa ke akulandlela abafundi abangaphumelela benelise ukubhadala izimali zabo ngayo kungela encedo abalitholayo kuhulumende. Ndimbodzoka kumdzidzi ari kuimwe church anovamdzidzi mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro. Muchiripo paro nhare here mukoma wangu?
Hello, chiripo paro nhare.
Okay. Ko hanzi ne University of Zimbabwe hanzi makanga muchiratidzira nemhirizhonga nezuro ndizvo here izvo?
Isusu sena students tanga takamira pa students union pa building yatinobvumirwa uyezve panzvimbo yatinobvumirwa kunge tichiratidzira ipapo andidika. And then security yezvet ndiyo yakanga yakamira yakachengetedza kuti tisadarike imwe nzira yavanga vachida tipanodarika andidika. Ndopa vakatanga kurova mastudents asi hapana mastudents vakakanda matombo sezvo vakanyora hakuna mastudents akakanda matombo. Pamutori nemavhidhiyos atoripo izvezvi amwe acho arikukandwa pamasocial media nechinechi anoratidza zvakaitika. Mastudents ndo vaitorohwa nesecurity yekupaizet. Actually the university they wanted to counteract that effect yekuti nepera kuti vakakanda matombo asi hapana kana mastudent kana wani akakanda dombo.
Please do stay on the line the mkoma wangu an anonymous student talking to us from some church that we are also not identifying in Harare again for obvious reasons. And joining me now is my third guest, and that's a man who needs no introduction. That's Doug Coltart, a human rights lawyer. Doug, good evening and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. Thanks very much for having me.
Yeah, I understand that you are representing, is it some of these students or all of these students? What's going on? Tell us, you know, your role there. What's going on?
Yeah, sure. So together with ZLHR, the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, we are representing all of the students on a number of matters. So the first thing that that we're doing, we are challenging the eviction of the students from their residences, which we feel is unlawful because there was no court order which is something that is required by the Constitution, that evictions are arbitrary unless a court order is obtained before the eviction happens. So that matter goes to court tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. That will be heard by the High Court as to whether that the High Court considers that eviction illegal. Then the other matter which we're also representing, two of the students have been arrested. One is the FRC treasurer, the UZ FRC treasurer, who has been arrested and charged with inciting public violence, and then another student who has been charged with criminal nuisance. So the student charged with criminal nuisance will be let go this evening, but the SLC treasurer remains in cells tomorrow, and so we'll be taking that matter to court tomorrow as well.
So you are talking of the SRC Treasurer General, and I believe that's Ignatius. Are there any other students in custody tonight?
No, so it's just the one student who is in custody tonight, so just Ignatius. The other student, I understand, was to be let go. So at this stage, it's just Ignatius, but there are two others who remain in detention tonight. So that's Pastor Ivan Mawaride, who was invited by the students to speak at the demonstration, as well as a friend and a driver of Pastor Ivan. So they have both been charged with inciting public violence as well. Despite the fact that in fact, in Pastor Ivan's speech, he actually encouraged the students not to engage in violence, and despite the fact that Ocean was not even present at the time and was simply the driver, he too has been charged with inciting public violence, which is utterly absurd, really. I don't think there's any other way to describe it.
Uh-huh. And when does Pastor Mawarire go to court?
Constitutionally, he must go to court tomorrow, because by tomorrow, the mandatory 48-hour window within which arrested persons must be brought to court will expire, because this is now the second night that Pastor Ivan has been in prison. So unless the police are willing to violate the Constitution, we expect he should be in court tomorrow morning.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Doug. Please do stay on the line. That's Doug Coltart, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights. Start umlaleli u-Oscar Ndlovu ewange. Kunjani Ndlovu baba?
Kunjani.
Hayi siyaphila. Kunjani ewange?
Hayi wange iyakhanda.
Hayi isikhathi sakhona baba. Akusiphi umbono wakho?
Hayi, sizosizuhlungu mina ngomuntu by profession. Ngamadokotela afundayo omele aripresa amadokotela esebenza lawo ehlukunyezwa kangaka kuzisuhlungu. Asikwazi ukuthi isasa izimpila kahle yake ihamba njani. Nxa abantwana bayabefunda, ukufundela ubudokotela kubuhlungu, ukufundela ubunesi kubuhlungu. Kubuhlungu kakhulu, umuntu yabezinikela enhliziyweni yakhe. But nxa sehlukuluzwa somele aqede izifundo zakhe isenziwa so, angiboni ukuthi uyakwenza aphinda empilweni yabo sikhathazimisele ukwenza lowo msebenzi ngoba umsebenzi wangkhona mkhulu.
Ngezinye indlela uthi uhulumende kalunika uxhaso olwaneleyo kubafundi.
Kakhulu umuntu into amele ukuthi koze lokaba uzinikela uba ngunesi uba ngudokotela yakuzinikela empilweni yakho ukuthi uzakunceda abantu abagulayo impilo yakho yonke. And the team is beginning to go on in the way of the Iroh and Kukwanis. If you want to see the city, you can see the city. But now I want to have a Pasakar and I want to go on in the city. My son is saying, so you know what to tell that the Pata Pata,
Mhm, hayi limqotho babandlovu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Qhubu kube lapha kuhlabantu ba.
Hayi kulungile.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Uqakathekile umsebenzi owenzayo. That's Oscar Ndlovu calling us up from Wange. He says he is a nurse. And he obviously sympathizes with the UZ students. Daga, before I come to you, let me welcome Alistair Phunye, Zinasu official. Ngiyakwamukela uhlelo Phunye.
Siyabonga, Phunye, siyabonga, Linjani Mashabezulu.
Kakhulu Phunye, siphilile lathi ngapha sibonile lijone ligijigiji malapha lidingela abafundi laba ukudla njengezinasu. Unjani umuma ungasichazisela abanye basemachechi bangapha abanye?
Abanye basemachechi abanye of course labo lapho behlala khona njengama-leaders ezinaso. Secretary Jedana namuhla ntambama ukwanise ukuthatha about 10 students ukuthi ihambe nabo endlini yakhe lapho ahlala khona, nami ngikwazi ukuthatha 10 ukuthi ihambe nabo bahlala khona. So sinaso sikwanise ukumanage about 20 students ukuthi ihambe nabo si-identify accommodation labo akwazi ukulala khona.
Kuthiwa batshengisele ngodlakela babiza uMawarire. UMawarire is considered an agitator by the Zimbabwean government. Do you think it was a wise idea to bring him on?
Thina njengeZimbabwe National Student Union, ukubuya kukaMawarire, yes, solidarity is important at some point in time. But what the students is called, Omar, is solidarity. Not come into campus, but rather manage some solidarity platforms at different campus.
Mm-hmm. So, what next for these students, Phunye?
Overlandelayo ukuthi these students they don't have accommodation now. Number two, they don't have food. Number three, the students are prepared for the exam. So as far as we are concerned, we are trying to re-engage with the administration in the state of Zimbabwe, which is one issue, at least to bring back those students into campus, especially campus, and able to take it. Of their research and revaluable for the next coming in frame.
Mm-hmm. Kubekubambile khonapho Phunye. Daga, coming back to you, there is now debate about the involvement of Pastor Mawarire in this matter. Some, of course, are critical, saying that, you know, he should not have involved himself in this matter, given his toxic nature, and I'm saying toxic in quotes, you know, that's how the government views him. While some are saying that, you know what, there's no separation between politics and these students' well-being, Mawarire has a right to associate with any cause. What do you make of those two arguments? Doug?
Just to say, I think it is important for the students' issues to be made front and center, right? So the issue of the fee hike needs to be made front and center. And so I understand the concerns about the politicization of that. But I think, as you have said, the important thing to remember is that student-focused issue is certainly connected to the broader political system. And indeed, the response of the university in such a repressive manner is really indicative of the fact that the university system is really a mirror of what goes on at the national level, and that students' issues will not really be dealt with until the oppressive political system is dealt with. Now, in terms of the involvement of Pastor Mawarire, I think it's really a lot of the criticism I feel is unfair. Pastor Mawarire was asked by students to come and give a solidarity message about the students' issues. He exercised his constitutional rights. He, in fact, encouraged the students to remain peaceful, which is, in fact, a positive message. And the fact that he was arrested, some people say that, well, he should have known that he was arrested. Well, you know, just because we live in an oppressive society, should we stop exercising our constitutional rights? I don't think so. I think we need to keep pushing the boundaries.
Thank you there, Doug. And please do stay on the line. Va pita matarusi va dzoka izvikare parunare va pita matarusi ndi mumiriri wechinoya I think kudarire paramende uye zve vano vasachigaro ve committee ye paramende inoona nezve dzidzo yepamusoro soro vamatarusi coming back to you ndine mumwe wevadzidzi vakadzingwa nezuro apotera kuimwe chechi kuHarare nhasi. Mukoma wangu muchiripo parunhare?
Chiripo parunhare.
Chiripo.
Okay, ndina vamatarusi sekutaura kwangu ndisachigaro vekomiti yeparlamenti inoona nezvedzidzo yepamusoro-soro. Pane zvamunoda kubvunza here kana kuti magrievances enyu amunoda kusvitsa kuna vamatarusi vakateerera varipo? Taurai navo.
Isusu sema students epa UZIT taita meeting na dean of students magrievances edu akaitwa kubva muna January akaendeswa kuna the vice chancellor of the University of Zimbabwe. So we wrote a petition, so we're expecting kunge tichipiwa mhinduro, but hatina kunge tawana mhinduro. I think and I hope kuti the vice chancellor oro vanhu vari kumusoroko vanoziva our grievances, but ingori nyaya hatizive kuti vakamagarira here kana takasuda kuti pamhinduro. Saka isusu sekufunga kwedu, we thought kuti this committee ya Mr. Peter Matarose, ya Matarose, inoziva nezve magrievances yedu. Chakatonyora pasi sema students.
Ari kutaura mudzidzi vaMatarusi.
Mastudents akauya nema grievances awo akanyorwa zvakanaka. Vakabatana nevamwe vekuMSU, vamwe vekuLawayo. And tichinzvekuti tisangane nemaunivhesitis akasiyana-siyana tigopa ripoti yakakwana kudare. Ndingati kana vakateerera last week padaitenderera necommiti yeHIV, ndakatotaura nyaya yemagrievances ndiri kuMSU campus yavo yekuzvishavane ndichitobvunza ndichitsvaga maanza nekuengeja maticha avo. Saka hatisati tapedza because mainvesti akawanda, komiti yakawanda, kana tazopedza tichabva tesa ripoti yacho yakakwana nemarekomendations dzedu kuti apinde mudare.
But specifically isusu semastudent.
I think I've lost one of my guests there. I think is that student who is currently at some church, sheltered at some church in Harare. But we'll be trying to reconnect with him shortly. Doug, please do stand by. And Funye, also do stand by. Mr. Matarusi, ndipo mvunzwa nanga ndichibvunza runhare rwenyu rusati rwakata. Ndanga ndichibvunza inini nyaya yema student loans iri kufamba sei nyika dzese dzandingafunga nezvadzo, any normal country hurumende iri kubatsira mastudents vadzidzi nemaloni. Zvakambenge zvichiitika kuZimbabwe. What's going on now? Why is that not happening?
saka anatsogara pasi na minister chikamu uonesa kuti vana vanoda kubatsirwa and policy ripo ndekuti from August onwards vana vachatwa maloni e economy yedu haisi capable kuti tipe magrant asi maloni vasha awana from August zvichindamberi ipromisa takatiwa nehurumende kuti vana vanenge vaakubatsirwa saizvozvo.
Saka hurumende iri kuvimbisa kuti ichazvigadzira izvi.
Kuti muna August vanenge vapwa maloni.
Muna August. Okay, I understand my student is back and Vamataru is saying that the government from August will be giving my student loans. What's your take on that?
So far, we are not mainly concerned about my loans or my grants. As a College of Science, as a Faculty of Medicine, as students, tirikuda kuti fees iregedze kukwira. That's our main preference, and this is what tirikuda izvozvo, kuti fees inofanira kutombodzika. Zvema grants or my promises, ema grants or my loans, izvozvo takasata discuss as my students. But for now, our main issue was kuti fees ngaidzike, ngairegedze kukwira izvozvo. That's our main take as students, izvozvo.
Ukalange vakalange ndaba yefees ke bathi okwama loan okuthi azabuya ngo August yebo kuhle kodwa udaba olumqoka abangalo kathi si ludaba lokuthi impadalo yehliswe funye and dog would you any of you want to jump in there? Okay, Funya first. Right. Funya first, then Doug.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave about loans. Let us really back to the economic crisis. With the government flexible, we need our loans. Once it becomes a problem, you find out that the number of our students at my institution, these are free to the budget, any parliament to offer those loans, I can be large. Hence, we say it is impossible for the government to go it alone.
So, kumele benze njani lapho?
Kuma way forward, especially coming from this NASO part, what the government need to do, especially the kind of endeavors of loans, is to involve all stakeholders that have interest into the student community. Society. Because these are the same people that can able to provide attachment for our students. Because even of the day, they need the internal practical work for them to graduate.
Doug, your turn. And also, looking at the national budget, education normally doesn't come anywhere close to defense when it comes to, the budget allocation. What's your take on that?
I'm glad you raised that because that's exactly the point I wanted to make, is that it really comes down to an issue of priority for the government. We see budgetary allocations that are completely skewed towards maintaining a repressive state, huge budgetary allocations towards defense and the police and most especially to the travel of the president, who's spending millions of dollars on travel for the president, and a meager allocation towards education. Now, of course, there is need to engage the private sector when it comes to loans for students as well. But then when you have an economic system that is stacked against the revival of our economy, then, you know, it's very difficult for businesses to do that when, you know, the economy has been totally decimated by the policies of this government. But the point remains that education is a constitutional right, which must be given effect to. And so it's crazy in the economic environment that we have, where people are struggling to pay fees as they currently are, for there to be 100% hike in fees. It simply is unreasonable.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there, Doug. Looking at Professor Jonathan Moyo's Twitter feed, he's the Minister of Higher Education. So, Dr. Pesisai Ruanya, in light of the UZ incident, tweeted earlier saying, asking Professor Moyo, would the Zimbabwe University of Zimbabwe medical students strike not be a good opportunity to discuss higher education policies around students' funding? To which Professor Moyo replied, it is, and we will take that opportunity. He went on to tweet the way forward, saying that students facing challenges in paying the fees should apply for a payment plan and continue to attend lectures while they are paying agreed affordable installments until outstanding fees are fully paid. Mkomangwe Variku Chechim Zizi, is that not a good idea?
The issue about my payment plans and Ithaca. Isusagara chini a way kunzi tinofana kutibadara. There is current way payment plan, but if you look into the situation, there are a lot of students who cannot afford even to pay the current fees. Their garage to partner in increment. One to not square it to use it. And then someone came on and saying, "Could you now increase the fees and then to a payment plan?" I don't know what are they really trying to say. And because payment plan, they are going to use it. And but we are not even afford to but the current amount they are going to because our parents, some of our parents, they are vendors. Our two parents, they are going to take it as well. We don't want to put it on school fees. And we came from, I can't say humble background, but from poor background. You understand? So this is not really because Chikitawara kutisuzu, adikwani isi kubatara maria kawanda ishi. Maria Kawandis, which are two daughters in a student, at Tikuti, Tinozo Badra, Sida is just it, at Tikut, at Tukwanisa Kubadra Maria Kawandisa. Not everyone, Anababa Vano Kwanisa, Kuyoj Badra Maria is Yakawandis, and not everyone on a scholarship. And Tukutu Maria Iripo Yakawandisa.
Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line there. Vama Taru say any Bozoka Kwamuri, Mataraguti, starting in August, my student loans. Ari kudzoga pane zvimwe zvitsva zvamunogona kutaurira veruzhinji nenyaya dzedzidzo yepamusoro-soro zviri kuuya.
Ndingati hapana zvizhinji zvendingada kuwedzera pane zviri kuuya nekuti chandongoziva pari zvino chekuti promise yatakatiwa naminista nehurumende kuti August vanhu vachawana. Vachawana mana vachawana maloni chandiri kungochemawo ipapa patime andatosvika ndiyo kuti generali o mainvesto acho ari underfunded anotoda kuti tichiwedzerwe toramba tichingolobha kuti iwedzerwe funding iwedzerwe kuti maresource kuti mainvesto azoita maresearch agosimudza nyika ende mberi vana vagowana funding yakakwana ndezvendingataura kuzhinji izvi.
Mhm, rambai maga muri parunare mukoma va matarose ingise kuwe pfunye ngapandle kwesehlakalo se University of Zimbabwe lesi sesikhangela nje imfundo yangaphezulu umumo emakolishi nema universities lapha uminjani
Ngakhela imfundo ema universities sihlangana la two main issues okumele siwa address. Number one, indaba ye privatization of education, because ngakhela in privatization of education sebesikhala abantu abanje abasefatima, sikhala abantu abasemadlambuzi, sikhala abantu abasedongotongwe, sikhala abantu abasechilamambawu etsholotho behluleka ukuasisa imfundo ihalf tertiary because of incapacity of i-privatization. Ngoba nxa sikhala i-economic status sikhanyela ukuthi khona ama-students ona lawa abe ne 15 points and above, they are not able to access higher and tertiary education, hence leading to ama capitalist abantu already abale mali being able to access higher and tertiary education because of the issue of privatization. Privatization leading to disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuza ama loans, disgruntlement yabantu abamele bezuza ama scholarships. At the end of the day, they confronted them issues with the Avala fees or the Pata.
Mr. Funye, there is an argument that education in Zimbabwe compared to other countries is very cheap. What you guys are required to pay is, next to nothing compared to what students in other countries, for instance America, have to pay. Is that a fair comparison or a false comparison?
No, there's a bogus element in fact that comparison is concerned, because looking at the economic meltdown, looking at economic quagmire that the people of Zimbabwe are facing. We are confronted with the issue that each and every individual has to survive by a dollar point to survive a day. Why do the students themselves, they cannot even access 10 cents of that dollar point? So hence it brings forth the victimization of students, female students, who at the end of the day have to recite with the cutting points for them to attend lectures at the rest of Zimbabwe. We should even reside with cutting points, cell phone packs, to be able to access a education infrastructure at mass. We should also reside with combi drivers. At the end of the day, we should transport them from point A to point B. Yes, it is unfair disclosement of this discourse, saying that people in the Republic, Republic meaning Zimbabwe, henceforth have to live within a dollar and a half.
Please, I'll just stay on the line there. Coming back to you, Mkoma Angu, Mziziku, Ariku Chechuko, a fair or a foul argument?
Isusu tanga tichingotaurawo sema students kuti pari zvino tirikuda kuita nhasi tine chimo chimwe chete changachida kuti tingonzikwa. Chichimo chatinire iyo zvino chekutanga ndechefisi, kuti fisi ngaidzikwe, zvatanga tichingokumbira at the moment. And thenwo zvekuzotiwo tazodzokerawo kuchikoro tazonodzidzawo zvazvimwewo, but chakaita kuti tiende tinoratidzira yanga iri nyaya yekuti fisi ngaidzike. And ndo chinangwa chedu ichocho sema students, every student ndo chinangwa chareke kuti fisi ngaidzike.
Please just stay on the line there. Ndimbotora mutereri, mukoma Donald kuJoni, makadi mukoma wangu?
Ndiripo mukoma kimutunga, muri seiko?
Ndiripo hameno imimi kuJoni uko.
Mutakarika mukoma, inhamo yoga takatira nhamo zvinongoramba chichiteverera kwese kwese.
Nhamo nde munhu wese mukoma wangu, inga vadzidzi vari kuridzawo mhere wani.
Nyika yedu inosekesa mukoma, nyika yedu inosekesa shuwo. Inchezo kuti hiyo makuru wa mwose wa mwona maminista alipe wa akapinda vashibada rikba vashinda kuzikoro zeku ushe vashi wana zese wasikola shiti vashibuda vashinda zidza kushi anditi hiyo wakukundikana kuti vango ita wafu mzakata rusa waka kura vashita vashiona hivyo zakanaka vashinda kuvashinda wana hafa di university vashinda kupima university ese wana na Toronto ese maminista ya mkatasa mkabinete ya wose ya maprofe ya mkamata wana wakabuda na papana wakapinda kwa yuzeti papu vashinda wakabuda kushi vashi wana masikola shiti vaji badari kwa beza nisi zae wako but iyo waru kutazaku mende na zunzo waka mkukula wa shiita warume aa nisi uchi zee wa shiita alwa nao ende kwa zoka na wana wa protesta wa akuro kwa masudinde wa akuro wa wana wa shira uko zoe utasaya munu dika mna sina ama ya sinda kwa lale anu wata pai nasi kwa sina kuzi ya utipane chechi riba duzi anu wata pai munu kwa nautu wa ndopa wano kwa niwa
Saka muri kuti mukoma Donald Madara aya ana hanya nevadzidzi nekuti vana vavo vari kudzidza panze kwenyika uyezve ivo pachavo vakadzidzawo panze kwenyika.
Exactly mukatasa wamuona iko zvino mukatasa vazhinji vavana vavo vanotouya vamwe vari kuno kuna na Cape Town maunivhesiti mamwe kuna na vakazara kuna na America iko ndokwa vanopinda kuna na China kukose ndokwa vanoenda ndidi ava varimombe vanhu vari kutamburawo vanhu vakatokura vachirebwana nambuya vachibika ndari vasina mari yacho yekuti iri kutaurwa kuti vanga mbuya just in ordinary mutembere ari kumusha unoreza mari yose mumwe vanhu vanenge vakakura chirebwana mbuya mugoma mbuya vachibika mari ende vachiwa kuti vakwanise kumusvitsa paextend yaafrica kuti aine vhizi ndi mbuya vaibika vachinda kumaricho saka iko zvino chinguziva kuti mari iri kutaurwa yeye inotofisa iye anachirwara mugoma achitaura inorezika sei inowanikwa kupi iye munhu achiadza nemamiriro akaita nyika mugoma. Muna shita za kutoka $20 pa eko keshi ashita za kutoka wana maria choku bengi kwa wana shita ziti haripo ye unengo shito nao bengi wa shanda kupi hakuna basa mnika hali muruko wana tutanduku chizo maru kutaza wana hawana kana anya shua kutoko niwa kutoko shawa anya kwenye kutoko na kutoko lewa nga wacho wacho ziwa hoka wacho siya kubawa wana mdenge wa shipo ndo sara nge cha agusi kutaka wama komplenzi ya masi jenzi nasa mdenge haripo wakambo utasaya the same so alizo kuti ministri yeyo yakaita munyama kudaro neko inokupowana ndasaanotasaanoziva but vashinyata acho anoziva noti ndokutasa kuzoraga kuti havazivi zvaari kuita izvozvo kuti atoziva ikoko.
Aiwa mataura mukoma Donald tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa.
Oraiti mukoma maita basa ndotingovitsimbisa wavako mukoma wangu wavo nevamwe masidhenzi adzingwa kuti hashingai moyo musadzokera kumashure.
Aha hanzi rambai makashinga na mukoma Donald. Uyakhuluma lapha Donald ofona eSouth Africa uthi okuhluphayo yikuthi iziphathamandla zikahulumende kazizihluphi ngokulungisa udaba lwezemfundo ngoba abantu abazo bagcwele phandle kwelizwe emazweni afana lapho South Africa ema-university adulayo abanye bangaphi emelika abanye bangaphi ngaphi ngakho udubo olubhekane labafundi eZimbabwe uhulumende kalandaba lalo ngoba abantwaba eziphathamandla baphandle kwelizwe. Uyakhuluma lapho uDonald Funye. Halo Funye. Halo Alista.
Yebo. Yeah, ngikhona.
Yeah, ngithi uMzwilu Donald lapha. Yebo, iziphathamandla kazi sihlophi na ngenxa yokuthi abantu abazo baphandle kwelizwe.
Yeah, ngizwile amaphoyisa adelezwa uDonald.
Isingathi le point yini and I think he does because look at it this way. Let's take for instance the healthcare system that we have in Zimbabwe. If and only if government officials, including the president himself, if they were so much committed to the local healthcare system. And if the president, instead of traveling to Malaysia, he committed his health to local doctors, local health institutions, I think we would have a better system. And I think that also goes for the education sector. I'm just saying, sitate umlaleli njalo timotora mtereri, tava kuinda kumaguma ichirongwa chedu, mtereri mkoma tawuya ku South Africa. Magadi mkoma wangu.
Mga simba yale baba.
Ataka simba kunge njanji chayo koi mimi.
Ayo watirinani chando chete chando.
Chando cha pisa.
Ah, chando cha pisa.
Ainguwa ya che mdara. Maapina mchirongwa.
Ayo wandi notenda baba. Ndada kuta ura ninya erwitika opa university yo. Inya inorwaza mukoma. Ngatita rtengwa ya tirino inguwa ya June. Wachitinga wana wana kwe kuyenda. Chachipiri. Sirikuta rtira wakuti nyika yedu. Iwe na chiremba, we munyika medu. But iwe tirikuona kuti, majara ya arutoka kuraya kuti, nyika yetu yacho ireke kubudirira kuenda mberi. Ino kubudirira seiko. Chongo rafwa tirikune dzimwe nyika here. Andi ndozo zvacho zvatofana kutarisira kubuilda nyika yedu. Even if nyango akawapa mascholarship wani wawawo. Tiwo changu wachingosenzera wari munyika yedu. Chakashata chii baba. Nyaya inorwadza mukoma, inorwadza. Wangu wari kushupika kuti watombobhadhareka mari kadikidiki kako kekuti wanyore zama. Apa zama rava dhuze wana wakudzingwa. Which means wazhinji wachatotadza kunyora nekuenderera mberi nenyaya iyoyi.
Nyaya inonzisa tsitsi chaizvo.
Aiwa zvinoda kuti hurumende yacho kana iri hurumende chaiyo ine. Inozwa zvairi kuita ine tsitsi nekubudiriro yenyika inofanira kuact against this situation. Wana wadzokere muchikoro wanyore bvunzo dzavo wazoiwana wachiremba wachatirapa isu tachemberawo tadzoka kunyika yedu.
Aiwa tinotenda mukoma tauya nekupira muchirongwa.
Ndatenda hangu zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Okay, thank you so much. Ngomlaleli utauya efona ese South Africa. Mkoma angu kuyuze tuko kucheshi ndi imbo zuka kwa muri tivare chirongwa. Tipe imasho kwenye kupezisiri.
Masho kupezisiri atinu tinda meri tibiru kwa kini kwa mima chuzi. Aka sena sena mima organization kwa sena sena meri tibiru. Especially wa tipo kukura ara nipuzika. Mwamu wangu kwa mkwa shingu tikurizira u. Ndeni amu anachiremba wakabatira wanza zibibu njiri wakawata kukurara ndi watinotena. Ndeni sinu otari sawo unyozwe tine uwa kumita sriwe kutu wakuru edu wacha nyoro isa mwe unyasu ujisi sawo chino chedu. Unyozwe nira mangu wana unyasu una ukuti mabatira wakatita osa nyezuro. Ajifu nye kuti awafani tukumira wakutu asa majukuru edu anifana ukuti ujisi sawo.
Aiwa, tinomushuvira rombo rakanaka mukoma wangu and all shall be well. Tinotenda zvikuru ticharamba tichikurukura.
Okay, maita basi.
Thank you so much, Zimbabwe. This is it from me and Tungamili Komo, your host, and of course the crew behind the scenes. I'd like to say thank you to expelled UZ student that we will not be identifying. You heard from him. We also heard Alistair Punye, Zinasu official, Doug Coltart, my good friend there, human rights lawyer with the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, and of course lawmaker Dr. Peter Mataruse, chairman of the committee on higher education. Again, I'm your host, Ntungamili Nkomo. Let's meet again next Tuesday. Good night, Zimbabwe.